Welcome back to another episode of Integrative You Radio. In this very unique edition, I am Kayla and your host today, but by no means the keynote. I work behind the scenes at Integrative You and Integrative You Radio, and I had the opportunity to interview three very inspiring people who just so happen to be private clients of Dr. Nick and Dr. Nicole. For those of you listening who have been considering working with Dr. Nick and Dr. Nicole, this is for you.
Welcome to Integrative You Radio, hosted by Dr. Nick Carruthers and yours truly, Dr. Nicole Rivera. This is the place where you become limitless. We are covering the latest and greatest topics, of course, in a disruptive fashion, around integrative medicine, mental health, and human behavior. We are also covering how those topics affect the human and family dynamics. We will be sprinkling in some truth bombs for our healthpreneurs so they can join us in our mission to evolve healthcare. If you are health curious and growth focused, you are in the right place. But buckle up, because this is real, this is raw, and this is disruptive. This is Integrative You Radio.
How has working with Dr. Nick and Dr. Nicole changed your human experience or your family's human experience?
Right. So my business has catapulted my relationship with my fiance. It's really hard to like articulate, but I'm just different, and everybody feels it. Yeah. But in a good way. You know what I mean? Like in a just like a ground. I'm more grounded.
You know, it's interesting. I think when I first came to them, I was, you know, very anxious about my son's issues. I was anxious about work. It was just like constantly, my cup was so full that anything that would be added to my cup, the cup would overflow. And I think working on myself in all different ways, with my health and, you know, with all of the coaching that they've done, I feel like I've emptied the cup. So when something goes into it, I can adjust it the way I know I can, with strength, with focus, with love, and with being present. And, you know, and they definitely did that. I'm a completely different person. I'm still working, you know. It's an ever-evolving process, but, you know, the person who walked in the door when my son was 5 and the person who you're speaking to now when my son is 14, I'm a completely different person, and for the better.
They've given me life. They've allowed me to feel positive again. They've given me back my life. They've given me back my family's life, and they've given us a light of positivity.
What parts of your life are more in sync, parts that used to be chaotic or sacrificed?
For sure, you know, we're not always like playing catch up. I can think ahead, but be present. And I'm also making time and space for myself.
I think working with them personally, I sort of look at life from a different lens now than before in my life. I tended to be reactive, dramatic, and it was more so, you know, what was happening to me versus actually why it was happening to me. And now I have the tools, I feel like, to sort of remove the emotional aspect and just say, hey, like, what is this situation trying to tell me? You know, and the same thing with my child, he'll have a tantrum and we say, okay, so what is this situation trying to teach us? And what can we learn from this? Versus being like, oh my God, you know, like we can all, you know, we want to be there to support our children, but how we show up for them and the people we love is that's what I've taken from this, is that I've found the best version of myself. And I'm sure I'm going to continue to grow in that. But for right now, the best version of myself that I can be for my family and vice versa.
I'm, you know, as a parent, you don't really think about yourself first. You think about take care of your kid and just get through life and know, and that's how it goes. And they've showed me that I need to take care of myself to be better for my son. And you know, what was life-changing is that, at the time I was just thinking about the next step. And through so many different, means, they showed me how to be present. And being present for him has been life-changing for me too, because I'm enjoying it more. Sometimes when there are issues, you're not even there with your child. You're just trying to get to the next thing. And you forget about your happiness too. And I think that working with them, they've shown me that caring about your happiness and what matters to you and finding your highest values, which is life-changing, you realize that you could be more present and you can give more. When you're constantly pulling out of a bucket that's empty, you don't have as much to offer your family and your loved ones, your friends, anyone, So
I love that you mentioned that you were able to be a more present parent, because that resonates, I think, with a lot of us mothers, me included, where we don't really sit down and think, am I being present right now? And it's because we're burning the candle at every end, right?
I mean, I put myself on the back burner for so long, but what I have gotten from just the experience of my two family members being a patient, is nothing short of miraculous for me. And when you move to the front burner, it is the most enlightening, amazing experience of your life. And you will be so thankful that you did, because I just feel so positive. I feel so energized about what's to come because of Nick and Nicole's incredible insight and their support. We are able to move forward as a family dynamic in the most positive way, right? So for anyone that's put themselves on the back burner, they're having some health issues. They can't see their future. They're definitely like going to the wrong doctors. They've educated my family. They've educated us in a way that a textbook or right. an article in a health magazine could never do. They brought us to the other side. They've really let us see something that we never were able to see before.
And that's something that's really neat. I have found in these really inspiring interviews that I've been doing, everyone is so educated. They come onto this call and it sounds like they could write the book.
I mean, God, there's so much to say about this. So health isn't just about balancing your minerals or taking a probiotic. It's about your mental capacity, your emotional, you have to heal your trauma. And we didn't know that's how you heal until we met Nick and Nicole and realized that you cannot heal unless you heal holistically. And what I mean by that, again, is that physical, mental, emotional trauma that is holding you back, that's living in your body, that's literally holding you back. So that was such an epiphany working with them, to be able to see the bigger picture and understand the healing is a bigger picture. So for us, that human experience, like, we wouldn't be where we are today without the insight, not just the medical advice, but the human insight of Nick and Nicole. Right.
What I think is also very special about the two of them is that they've done the self-work, they've done the inner work. So I respect that. It's not someone who's, helping you and sort of preaching this is the way it goes and this is what you do, but they've never done it. And it's so much more authentic and real and inspiring. And it helps you help me realize that it could be done, and I love that about them.
Did you find clarity on what were some of your biggest limits and beliefs that were programmed so deeply, and which of them, if not all, I don't know, if, can we get them all, but which limits have dropped away?
Right now I'm working a lot with Dr. Nicole in regard to a career change that I've wanted to do for forever and was afraid to, all those limiting beliefs. And, I was always like a dreamer, a visionary. I had my vision, but you don't realize how deep your programming is from your childhood, from just the world,
Self-doubt, self-limiting beliefs, that imposter syndrome, those types of things, they don't exist anymore. And even though I would say that I had a pretty strong foundation of being like confident, but it was an underlying deep rooted things from my childhood that I didn't even know existed within me that we were able to bring to the surface and really through meditation and practice sort of address those things and then balance them out to the point where they're just non-existent. And then before you know it, you're like, wow, something that would have been so crippling before is not. And everything then just is in alignment.
And I started going, I went back to life coach school and I'm working on this wonderful business, this wonderful community center with life coaching and all these other things, set of a holistic bend. And I'm so excited about it. And I have to say, you know, Dr. Nicole working with me with that, and she's the most inspiring person. I just, I get so much. I can't wait for my sessions with her. Really, it sounds so, but she's so down to earth. Yet so inspiring, and she's able to pull things out of you that you don't realize you're there. And we just had a session yesterday, and it was just so inspiring. Like it really helps me along the path. That's scary because I have a lot of, you know, I'm still working on everything, the fears and all of that. But they're dropping away very quickly, and I would have never expected to be as far as I am now, you know, in the process. So it's really great.
One of the things that I had a really hard time with was fear, and it's just non-existent. And I wouldn't even pursue any of these things, and I wouldn't even explore them. And I've come leaps and bounds in the fear department, and I'm able to recognize that's fear. You know, that's a self-limiting, this is not healthy, this is not okay. And I can address it right in the moment rather than stewing in it. In fact, I act on it and I push through it even harder because I can recognize it from just not an emotional place at all. It just is, and it's going to happen, and it's okay. And I'm going to work through it. And I have the tools now to sort of do that.
Or what would you say to the person who may be feeling like there always has to be a sacrifice for a success? What would you say to them?
My mom always used to say, you know, you come this way once in life, and, you deserve that. Everyone deserves to live their best life and to live and an important thing I think I also want to say to parents. Sometimes kids listen to you 50%, maybe they listen to what you have to say, but they watch you 100% of the time. And what I want more than anything for my son is for him to live his best life. And if he watches mom and dad and even learns about highest values when he's younger, he's 14 in such a crucial age, I feel like maybe he won't make as many mistakes as I did. Or maybe he will, but he'll learn how to bounce from it and learn and evolve. Because life isn't going to be all, you know, it's definitely a 50-50 split, but at least the 50 that's good should be really good.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, everybody has to know, though, that working with Nick and Nicole is totally a game changer. It's a life changer, but you have to put in the work too. It's not just one-sided. You don't go to them and they heal you. You heal yourself by putting in the work and working with Nick and Nicole. Like, you work side by side together as a team. You're not just going to go there and like they're magically going to heal you. You're going to magically heal as a team. Like, people have to know that you have to put the work in. You do have to walk away from a session with them and say, okay, I'm going to prioritize these things. Like, I'm going to do this. And, you know, sometimes people are like, I don't have time for this. Well, if you want to get to 2.0, you got to find the time and make the time. And then you start making the time and you're like, wait, this feels so amazing.
I just lost myself.
But
what I want to say to people, and even if they're not parents, even if they're just, they put maybe their work first or, you know, they put success first. Like, all that is important, of course. But if you're not happy, if you're not alive and vibrant for life, then there's something that's missing. So paying attention to the things that are most important to you, really, it's okay to take care of yourself first. In fact, it's a must. Find out what your highest values are, pursue them, and don't stop until you do. And you're going to notice that everything around you starts working in synchronicity, and it just flows, and it's That's what I would say. Stop putting yourself last and put yourself first. And it's okay to do that.
We thank you so much for being an avid listener of Integrative You Radio, formerly known as Integrative Wellness Radio. We appreciate all of your support. We love your comments. Please visit us on social media as well as our website to see all of the fun things happening behind the scenes and the new amazing content and courses that is being rolled out on a monthly basis. We hope to see you there.